When you disappear in a photograph of yourself, stuck to your guitar at your parents' prom. You know you've got to play that perfect chord, but your fingers slip and all the notes are wrong. And your hands are half invisible, your band is freaking out. Your future mom and dad don't know that's who they are. But then future dad finds courage, kisses future mom. Was that God or just your skills on the guitar? Either way, the results are equal, so just accept it. Just be glad, it doesn't matter until the sequel, when the good old days go bad. Everybody needs a genius scientist to tell them what to do. At least a teleprompter to remind them of their lines. Sometimes you get so wrapped up in the narrative arc, you forget the details of the plot from time to time. And sometimes the other actors just can't memorize their cues. You don't always have the budget for a second take, but as long as you can concoct some semi-plausible happy end, doesn't matter if the happy ending's fake. Like an anvil, a harmless anvil, a harmless anvil that falls in a cartoon. Like the footprint of an astronaut in a photo of the surface of the moon. So roll the credits, cue the music, turn on the lights, count the receipts and close the cash up for the night. Find a teenage boy to sweep up all the popcorn from the aisles. I've had enough entertainment for a while. It's time to go now, but don't be scared. Take the wheel while I punch in. Doesn't matter, we don't need cars. Where we're going, we don't